Welcome to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Kenju, per usual. This is your straight talk, Jesus. And I know it's been a minute. It has been a minute since I've done one of these episodes, but I assure you it's going to be a good one, so stay tuned. Before we go on break, I want to remind everyone you can read future newsletters just by typing in the URL at kenja296.substack.com. That would be kenja296.substack.com. Spell the word engine, put the letter K in front of the word engine, then you can get Kenjin, one word, 296.substack.com. You can also follow me on Instagram by typing in Kenjin_express. Kenjin_express. And then last but not least, you can follow me on Facebook just by typing in Taboo Topic. Look for the logo that says Honesty Equals Understanding. This is Taboo Topic, a show where we dare to question the narrative and think out loud. Free speech charms your safe space. Stay tuned after this break. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Kendrew, per usual, with your Straight Talk Jesus edition, Sunday edition of the show. Before I go any further, I want to apologize again. I apologized on Wednesday and Friday, but I want to apologize again for taking so long to get back with y'all and make another episode like this. Life has been hectic, and I want to start there, that my life has changed dramatically in the last 3-4 months. I used to live in San Antonio, now I live in Florida, and for 2 months I stayed at the house I lived in before I went to basic training, back in my little town. And before I went into this, I had my own roadmap, how I thought things were going to go. In my head, I had mapped out that I was only going to be there for 2-3 weeks max. No later than the end of September, I was going to be out of there and into my new home. Here's what I highly underestimated. The housing market in Florida is crazy. To give you an idea how crazy the market is down here, I'm going to give you one example from a apartment complex in my little town that my friend went to see if they had any openings. Mind you, this is not an apartment complex that's luxury or it's top-notch. One of those apartment complexes where you go to if you have nowhere else to go. And in this scenario, he and his girlfriend were desperate to look for a place to stay, to get out of their parents' house, and finally live like they're adults on their own. When they got there, they had no openings, but they got themselves on a waiting list. Guess what number they were on the waiting list? 99. That's how crazy the market is down here. A one bedroom, one bathroom, 400 square foot apartment complex can go up to as high as $900. When I see numbers like that in my head, I thought, who the heck would pay that much amount of money in order to live somewhere? But the thing is, people are paying that much, and they know these apartment complexes and homes that people are selling for, they know they could potentially sell their house for a much higher price than what their actual value is. And so, during my 2 months here, I had some conversations with Jesus and God, right? I had some conversations
asking them if I made the right decision to move here. Was this in my best interest? Was I better off just staying in Texas from what I knew? Granted, I wasn't happy there, but at least I had that familiarity and I had that stability. So the 2-3 weeks turned into 2-3 months of me just searching for one place to live in, one place to call home. Another problem that had working against me was time. I did not have the luxury to take my sweet time to find a place. I had to quickly find a place because in the military, if you decide to use the benefit of the movers to help pack your stuff and move your stuff and put it in the storage unit, once it gets put in the storage, you have 3 months, 90 days to find a place for your goods to be delivered to. Otherwise, it's going to come out of your pocket. So I got here around late August. My furniture didn't get here until September 2nd. So the 90 days started on September 2nd. So I had until December 2nd of 2021 to find a new place, or else the storage was going to come out of my pocket. And I was not going to pay any money out of pocket for this move if I had the power to do so. So I dug in to look for a place. During that time, I got another job. Another job that was different but the same. And here's what I mean by this. So I got a job as a delivery driver for a company, Amazon more specifically. And during that time period, I had to drive an hour to work every single day almost. An hour drive to work and then back home. So 2 hours a day plus the other 10 hours I had to drive. So I drove 12 hours a day. And the reason why it was so far is because the job that I got the delivery got the delivery job from was from the same town I was wanting to move into. So in my head, I thought I might as well pick a job that's gonna be within the area that I'm gonna live in. So when I actually do move here, I don't have to drive that far. I don't have to worry about transferring over from one company to another from a different location wise. I didn't want to worry about that. So it was different in the sense that it's not security and I don't have to socialize as I did in law enforcement as well. It was different, right? So in that sense it was different. But the environment was very similar to a military culture. The very culture I worked so hard to get out of. And so for about a month and a half, my mental health was struggling. Because here's the thing, my schedule, like I said, I worked pretty much every single day of the week, but I didn't have to go to work until 10 a.m. So that meant I had to leave 9 a.m. And that meant by the time I got home, it was closer to 10 or 11 p.m. at night. I didn't really have much time to stay up or take care of whatever it is I needed to take care of. I had to go straight to bed basically after I got home from work and start all over again. And you may ask yourself, what exactly about that job made it seem give you that military vibe? Well, I had an incident where they got into this testing season, per se, where they tested all Amazon employee drivers to see how much they can handle when it came time for peak season or the holiday season when everyone's trying to buy gifts. So we went from a 4 days of the week to 3 days off to 6 days in 1 week and 1 day off. And I told them right away before we started this, hey, I cannot work 6 days a week. I'm in the middle of a mortgage process. Which, that was true. I managed to find a home that would fit my needs. 2 bedroom, 1 bath, 840 square foot. And I needed that time to take care of whatever mortgage process things I needed to take care of. Which, by the way, buying a home is a lot more complicated than renting an apartment complex. An apartment complex, you can move in the same day you apply for, right? A home, good luck if you get it in before a month. The earliest you can move in is probably a week in. But most of the time it takes about 3 to 4 weeks, a month. Mine took about 5 weeks. There were some issues at the end, which I'll explain later. So I told Amazon that I needed to remain in that schedule. Keep me at that schedule. They're like, oh yeah, sure, no problem, we understand. The very next schedule that comes out for this testing period, they have me work in 6 days. Slap in the face, just like the military. Oh, that's cute. You have this going on? Too bad, you still have to work. And lo and behold, something came up to where I actually had to take off. Lo and behold, something came up. Sorry for that little interruption there. But lo and behold, something came up and I actually had to take the extra day off, a day I was scheduled to work, but I couldn't because I had important things to take care of when it came to the mortgage process, to my new home. Call them, talk to them. Oh yeah, we understand, no problem. Oh, we understand you're going through a mortgage process. After I, again, re-emphasize I cannot work 6 days of the week for reasons like that day. Only for the very next day, they get the new schedule out where they have you working 6 straight days in a row, adding insult to injury. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. So I quit. In the military, you can't just quit when BS like that happens. Because BS like that happens all the time. Where you may have a family emergency. The military will tell you, we understand. That sucks, though. You still have to work. There was a scenario when someone still had to come to work despite being in the labor room 12 hours prior with his wife. He had been in the labor room with her for 12 straight hours, only to be called in to work. Leave her alone, etc. You gotta come into work, otherwise you get in trouble. Well, I didn't have to worry about that. So I just quit. It was awesome. Liberating. Don't recommend it if you actually plan on going back to a company someday if you're listening to this. I'm not recommending that this is the way to go, how to quit your job, but Amazon sucked anyway as a company when it comes to politics and how they treat their employees, so I thought I do not plan on working for Amazon anytime soon. Some of y'all may be raising the alarm and be wondering, how were you able to do that in the middle of a mortgage process? Well, it's because the VA was paying me now. Because of the VA, my mortgage broker decided to go ahead and qualify me off that pay alone. Whereas before, I was pre-qualified for the loan based on my job at Amazon. The VA was paying me more than the Amazon job, so I qualified for a better loan anyway. That's what happened. That's how I got away with it. My mental health was being deteriorated the longer I stayed at that job, and I had to put my mental health first. So all of that, wondering if I made the right decision, everything started to fall into place. I ended up buying a home that was the best fit for me. Without getting to the details, I am going to be paying less a month, paying off this mortgage to eventually own someday. But I'm going to be paying less per month than I did when I lived in San Antonio, paying roughly around $800-ish dollars a month for a one bedroom, one bath with a backyard. Small backyard, but it was a backyard. 624 square footage too. This one is a two bedroom, one bath, 840 square foot condo. Give you an idea. I've been paying less now than I did when I was in San Antonio. Paying below my means. Shout out to my team that helped me get this place. Like I said, the VA piece came into fruition. It fell into place. Now I have a new job where I only have to work 4 days out of the whole week. I'm not going to quite tell you what my job is, but let's just say. Actually, I already told you what my job was. If you go to listen to the Friday's episode, I'm a substitute teacher now. I only have to work 4 days a week. It's awesome. And because the VA is paying me, I could literally get away with never working again. If I really didn't feel like it. I don't see myself retiring right now, but that financial freedom is nice. College, that piece fell into place as well. Starting college in January. Healthcare, that fell into place. Basically, every single doubt I had, or every single question mark I had that was giving me these doubts, God took care of it. Oh, you worry about your finances? God said, don't worry, I got it. Oh, you worry about healthcare? Don't worry, I got it. Oh, you worry about college? Don't worry, I got it. Oh, you worry about a support system? Don't worry, I got it. It's incredible to think that these things that we fear sometimes, these question marks that makes us doubt, are the very things that God will provide for us to make sure we get our daily water for the day. The essentials of life. And it's not to say that, because here's the thing. When I lived in San Antonio, there were days where I thought I was better off dead, frankly. And every time I heard someone say, it gets better, I cringed. And I still hold that position. I don't think it gets better. But you yet better. I got better. The environments that we're put into may improve or may not improve, but you learn to get better as a result. You grow from that situation or experience. When I came to Florida, I had my own vision of how things were going to go. God had a different idea, and it was making me very anxious. And that's putting it nicely. But there's a reason why God does certain things or allows certain things to happen. Maybe if I would have found a place a month ago instead of now, maybe, just maybe, I would have picked a spot that was not in the best interest for my situation, for the time period and season I'm in right now. Maybe for you, there was a date you were supposed to go to about a month ago, or last Friday, let's say, but that date canceled out on you. And you may wonder why. Why does this happen to me? Why do they do this? I really like this person, etc. Well, maybe God knew that person was going to break your heart later on. You don't know. We never know. In the moment, we get very short-sighted. I'm guilty of this as well. I am no exception. I am no exception to the fact that during these last 2 months, as these question marks were taking their time and being answered, that I was letting my own fears get the best of me, making me question my decision to move. Hindsight is 2020. Now I could say it worked out, or it's working out pretty well for me, but that's not to say, because I got asked this question a couple days ago by a friend who asked me, if God took all these blessings away, would you still be giving him praise and serving his kingdom? And in which I gave him a realistic answer. I told him I would like to think I would, but the reality is I don't know until I'm in that position. I would probably have some bitterment, but I was still serving God's kingdom before these blessings, if you will, this downpour. So I would like to think that despite my bitterment, I'd still serve God. And I'm going to use a Bible character to describe what I think I'm in right now. And for the record, I am very careful when it comes to these comparisons. I'm very careful to compare myself to a Bible character. I think it gets overdone, overused, if you will. And for the circumstances in particular, I think the people in biblical times were a lot harder than 2021 American man. Right? For my circumstances, my situation, it seems petty in comparison. So that's why I'm very careful. But I will compare my situation to this regard. I compare my situation in the sense for the last 6 years, I was miserable and felt the world was coming down on me and I was better off dead. That's the reality. Everything that made me want to leave San Antonio that I left to come back here for, has been erased, if you will. Not erased. But let's say in the moment during those 6 years, there's always that little voice that kept telling me, just one more day. Keep going. There's a purpose why I'm doing this. Why you're experiencing this. And just like Job, after Job's suffering, God rewarded Job by doubling his blessings from what he had before Satan put him, gave him all those tests. Job grew from that experience. The situation got better, but ultimately he got better. I cannot tell you with a straight face and say it gets better. But I can tell you get better, regardless if the circumstances change or not. It may change. I hope it changes. I hope it gets better for you. But I know if you keep pushing one day at a time, you get better. You will get better. No guarantee the situation will get better, but you will get better. God has a purpose for everything. We just have to be patient in letting God do His thing and work. Because like I said, everything He does is with a purpose. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. I'm not sure what it's like in other parts of the country or even world, whoever is listening to this podcast here in Florida. The high is 70. Cool enough for me to open my windows and turn off the AC. Thank you for that weather, God. Thank you for the downpour of blessings in the platform and to live in a country where I can speak my mind freely without having to worry about any legal consequences. Thank you, God. Thank you for the people who tuned in. I hope they gained something out of it. I hope that they don't know who you are, that they would be presented with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the man who lived a perfect life, born of a virgin, resurrected 3 days later after being crucified, when all of us have fallen short of your standard. Thank you for your son, Jesus. And I hope that anyone who does not know that story, they would be presented with someone in their life who would give them the good news of Christ. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Ken Drew, per usual. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. With that said, I'll be back on Wednesday. Hopefully, you come back on Wednesday and tune in. With that said, I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. God bless.